Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, one and all, in here, out there, all around the world, Mrs. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert, and there's a big shout-out. I'll give a very special and personal shout-out to everyone here in the Ed Sullivan Theater tonight who got to experience the magic of springtime in New York. Degree rain that somehow shoots up off the sidewalk into your underpants. Well, I got a little something's gonna make you all feel warm and fuzzy. Rich people are getting richer. This week, Forbes released its annual World's Billionaires list, with one editor calling 2024 an amazing year for rich people. Another one? That makes 300,000 years in a row. Congrats, guys. I would use some of that money to buy a very strong door and a deep moat, because they will eventually come for you if you keep this up. There is an exciting new... We know who they are. We know who they are. I got a very strong door. There is an exciting new addition to the billionaire list. It's Taylor Swift. She deserves it. She deserves it. Tay-Tay's a billionaire. So get ready for her new album about her on-again, off-again love affair with the tax code, tortured accountants department. Swift made her debut on the list along with fellow new billionaires, basketball's Magic Johnson, fashion's Christian Louboutin, and Law & Order's Dick Wolf. That's right. Oh, yeah. Dick Wolf's a billionaire now. Explains that new opening sequence.
In the criminal justice system. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? I'm in Monaco, bitch. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
All in all, that's the graphic that keeps on giving. Ask not. All in all, there are more billionaires than ever, even though 32 billionaires died. Because... Really? That's really sweet. What a lovely audience we have. Because even for billionaires, the only things certain in life are death and actually just death. Coming in on the list at number 1,438 is Donald Trump, the only billionaire. How did I know that was coming? He's the only billionaire on the list who lists his occupation as Bible salesman, comma, defendant.
Wow.
Lovely group of people. What a kind and forgiving group of people. Trump held a rally yesterday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and there were some signs it was going to be a bit of a bad one, specifically this bad sign, Stop Biden's Border Bloodbath. Also how Trump warms up for his rallies. Stop Biden's Border Bloodbath. Stop Biden's Border Bloodbath. You know you can't do business in New York. Bing, 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 bing. Phshee! The free speech music. The pre-speech music was a weird choice. This was what was actually playing as the attendees arrived.
Non è più triste il mio cammino a Portofino.
There hasn't been that much dissonance between visuals and music since this iconic scene from Psycho.
Papa loves mambo. Mama loves mambo.
Still pretty frightening. Once Trump started talking, it got real racist real fast. He called migrants animals again and took the crowd on a tour of his insane fascist imagination.
We will stop the plunder, rape, slaughter, and destruction of our American suburbs. They're hiding all over and breaking into rural communities. They're hiding in bushes. Illegal alien criminals crawling through your windows and ransacking your drawers.
They're climbing through your windows. No, folks, they're climbing through your windows. They're leaping out of their slimy eggs, latching onto your fellow astronauts' faces. Then, in the middle of dinner, an anchor baby bursts through John Hurt's stomach and hides somewhere on the ship, and everybody starts getting killed until Sigourney Weaver saves the day in her teeny, teeny tiny underpants. Then they really lose the thread of the story in Covenant. What's Danny McBride doing there? Trump wasn't just Brett Brevenant. What is it? Brevenant? Alien? Trump wasn't just lying about immigration in Michigan yesterday. He was also lying about the 2020 election in Wisconsin.
You know, we won this state. We won this state by a lot. And it came out that we won this state, actually.
Pretty bold to go to a state you lost and tell the crowd you actually won. That's like bumping into your ex and saying, Amanda, hi, you look well, which of course I know because it came out that we're still together. We're still together by a lot. He also told one of his favorite made-up stories about election night.
Remember at 10 o'clock, everyone's calling me. They're saying, congratulations, sir. And then at 3:02 in the morning, a lot of dumps happened.
Yes. A lot of dumps. Just a regular night for Donald Trump. There were times that it was obvious this was the first times he'd seen the speech, like this moment.
They're all leaving. Just last week, Master Lock, I buy Master Locks, closed down. Now I won't buy him anymore.
Kind of caught himself by surprise there. And Charles Manson, great guy, hell of a musician, killed a bunch of people, which is why he's bad, I guess. Lock him up with a master lock, which we do not use.
Trump also, he also promised a brand new holiday.
November 5th is going to be called something else. You know what it's going to be called? Christian Visibility Day. Let's call it Christian Visibility Day.
And you can see plenty of Christians in my brand new rock and roll Bible featuring the Constitution, plus all the lyrics of Ted Nugent's deeply moving religious anthem, Wang Dang, Sweet Poon Tang. Turn to your hymnals.
Trump was in Wisconsin because yesterday was primary day. And even though both Trump and Biden won by huge margins, there were some interesting results in there. On the GOP side, some voters went for candidates who aren't running anymore. Nikki Haley took at least 10% of the vote in four states. And in New York, 4% went for Chris Christie. You gotta really piss off New Yorkers to get them to vote for a guy from New Jersey who shut down the George Washington Bridge. I'm guessing Trump also lost votes to curbside oil and urine puddle, pile of rats mating in an outdoor dining shed, and Eric Adams.
Wow.
Biden also, wow. Mr. Mayor. Oh, there's a big story today about our nearest celestial neighbor, the moon. We have just learned that the White House has directed NASA to create a time standard for the moon, though obviously they're going to need two, moon standard and moonlight saving time. The moon is getting its own time zone because scientists need a timekeeping benchmark for lunar spacecraft and satellites that require extreme precision for their missions. But it's also going to be great for anyone who needs an excuse to day drink. Hey! It's moon o'clock somewhere. 237 miles that way.
That way.
That one. Oh, no surprise, there's more moon news. Everyone's gearing up for next week's total solar eclipse. And according to leading moon journalists, Eclipse mania is approaching a fever pitch. Last time eclipse mania hit this hard, Bella had to choose between Edward and Jacob. Pick Jacob. That's right. I'm Team Jacob. Yeah. Yeah. Unless I'm not. Which one is which? They both have high cheekbones and magic. There is so much moonsightment that a state of emergency has been declared as 1 million people are expected to visit Niagara Falls to see the eclipse. Niagara Falls, and what a great place to be during totality. Wow, it's so dark and crowded. I'm just gonna mosey over this barrier toward what sounds like a soothing white noise machine. Everyone out there.
It's soothing.
I hear it's lovely. I hear it's lovely. Everyone's getting in on the madness, including corporations. Krispy Kreme has released a total solar eclipse donut. Sonic will offer a blackout slush float. And Frito-Lay will unveil a new Sun Chips flavor that will only be available during the 4.5 minutes of the eclipse. Because there's no better way to celebrate a once-in-a-lifetime natural phenomenon. Oh, the eclipse is happening. Quick, get in line at the convenience store. Not to be outdone. Not to be outdone. Not to be outdone, I hear Papa John's will be offering its limited edition. I don't know, this kind of looks like a moon, right? It's round, the moon's round. Shut up and eat your garbage, you freaks. We got a great show for you tonight.
More Late Show Pod Show after this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
You know, folks, here at The Late Show, we talk about whatever we want. You know, my name's on the building, nobody asks questions. But one of our self-imposed mandates is that if we can, we talk about what everybody's talking about. And today, what everybody's talking about is something that's pretty hard to talk about, and that's Israel and Gaza. Since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, the world has seen the horrible, inhuman cost of this conflict. And there was passionate disagreement in this country about what is the best way for Israelis and Palestinians to achieve a peaceful and prosperous future. I'm sure there are disagreements in this room. But I hope there is one thing we can all agree on. Human beings should have food and water. Well, here's the thing. On Monday, 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Our thoughts are with the families and the loved ones of these heroes. And please forgive me if I mispronounce any of their names. Safadin Isam Ayad Abu Taha, John Chapman, Jacob Flickinger, Zomi Frankom, James Henderson, James Kirby, and Damian Sobel. Now, how could something like this happen? despite the fact that the World Central Kitchen coordinated their movements with the Israeli military, and the team was leaving a warehouse in central Gaza after unloading shipments of food, they were hit by multiple precision Israeli drone strikes. They were riding in three vehicles, including two armored cars carrying the World Central Kitchen logo on the roof. Now, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claimed it was a mistake, but he wasn't exactly apologetic.
Unfortunately, in the last day, there was a tragic case of our forces unintentionally hitting innocent people in the Gaza Strip. This happens in wartime.
Nothing just happens. You are responsible. If your answer is this happens in war, then maybe consider ending the war. Because this is not... this is not an isolated incident. On top of the thousands and thousands of innocent lives that have been lost, more than 200 aid workers have been killed in Gaza since the war began. And as many of you know, the World Central Kitchen is near and dear to my heart. It was founded by our friend Chef Jose Andres to bring food to hungry people after natural disasters and in war zones. Jose addressed the situation today in a beautiful op-ed in the New York Times titled, "Let People Eat." In the op-ed, Jose makes it clear that World Central Kitchen doesn't take sides. Their work is based on the simple belief that food is a universal human right. It is not conditional on being good or bad, rich or poor, left or right. We do not ask what religion you belong to. We just ask how many meals you need. And they walk the walk. So far, in this conflict, World Central Kitchen has delivered 1.75 million hot meals in Israel and 43 million meals in Gaza. That. Wow. I mean, they get in there. Yeah. They get in there. They get in there with the food, and they do the job. They're like SEAL Team DoorDash. Oh, you better tip. But now, because of this airstrike, all of their operations in Gaza are suspended. And that threatens to worsen the levels of hunger and malnutrition in Gaza that one U.S. agency called unprecedented in modern history. So, Jose pleaded with Israeli officials to open more land routes for humanitarian aid immediately, adding, "We know Israelis. Israelis, in their heart of hearts, know that food is not a weapon of war." That's right. Food is not a weapon. Except, of course, for Taco Bell's big, beefy five-layer burrito, Live Mas, for now. So, here's where we're at. You got an unfolding human tragedy and an organization that's just trying to do good. I mean, they literally made a documentary about WCK called We Feed People. The only way that could be an evil organization would be if that sentence ended with two people. But instead of being welcomed, they have been attacked by the IDF, and Hamas has hauled members of their team in for interrogation. So whatever you think should happen in Israel and Gaza, I hope we can all agree that people should be allowed to eat. And if you would like to make a donation that would go toward the peaceful, nonpartisan enterprise of allowing humans to have their most basic needs met, please think about donating to World Central Kitchen by going to this QR code right there and do something radical. Feed people. We'll be right back with Jillian Anderson.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, My first guest this evening is an actor you know from The Crown, Sex Education, and The X-Files. She now stars in the new film, Scoop.
I can't tell you what the questions will be because I don't know myself yet. But when I do know, I still won't tell you. But they will be fair. And no gotchas, I promise.
Will be? Would be. I think you mean. Were we to agree to do this?
A pitch at Palace.
We'll discuss that, of course. But you know as well as I do, that's not why we're here. Epstein. This is about honesty on both sides.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Gillian Anderson. Yes. We flew in some of your family members for the evening. It's nice to interview you in person for the first time.
Yeah.
Over Zoom during COVID.
It wasn't so good.
No. I blame Olivia Colman. But though you've never physically been on this show yet, you did make it into the show recently. I don't know if you saw our joke about you.
No.
Would you like to see our joke about you?
Would I like to see the joke about me?
Let's find out. Jim?
Okay.
Meanwhile, actress Gillian Anderson turns heads at the Golden Globes last Sunday when she wore a dress covered with embroidered vulvas sewn onto the skirt, custom made by designer Gabriella Hearst, and not, as I expected, Dolce & Vagina. Now, this...
Did you hear that? Yeah! Did you hear that from the audience?
Yes, this dress made a huge splash. Look at this. Glamour said, Gillian Anderson wore a dress embroidered with vaginas at the Golden Globes, and we almost missed it. When Gillian Anderson in this dress shocked the red carpet of the Golden Globes and Fox News, actress sports dress featuring embroidered vaginas as apparent protest of restrictions on female rights. Why do you imagine? Or rather, did you imagine that it would make such a splash?
No, not really. I mean, it was an idea. It happened. It was manifested.
It's a beautiful dress.
It's a beautiful dress. Really? Gabriella Hearst made the dress. It was really elegant and beautiful. It turned out well, but
wonderful embroidery.
Wonderful embroidery. Yeah.
Seriously, it must have taken forever.
No, it was forever. Many hours. Many vaginas. Bulbas.
You know what I always say? You can't have too many. you told Deadline the dress was brand appropriate.
Yeah.
What is the Gillian Anderson brand?
Oh, well, you know, I did this show called Sex Education where I played And I have a functional soft drink called G-Spot.
Really? The brand of Gillian Anderson is flourishing because you also have a book coming out called Want.
Yeah.
What is Want?
Well, there was a book in the 70s by Nancy Friday called My Secret Garden where she had... Woo! Yeah! So Nancy Friday asked women from around the world to submit anonymous letters talking about their sexual fantasies. And so I also... put a call out to women around the world to share anonymously their sexual fantasies.
And did you get a good response?
Yeah, we got a great response. So Bloomsbury set up a portal, and about 8,000 people started a letter, and we ended up with about, I think, 800, maybe? A lot of cold feet. But,
so, they would start a letter, you could see it being started on the site, and they'd go like, I'm not sure if I want to say this.
Yeah.
Is it anonymous?
Yeah, anonymous.
It's none of my damn business.
No,
but
it isn't.
But did you submit a letter?
I did. Thank you very much.
Is yours anonymous?
It is.
Can you give us a hint? Just general idea.
Well, there are different chapters. One chapter is kink and fetish.
Okay.
Another one is more, more, more.
K and F, M, 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 yes.
Another one was gently.
G?
To be worshipped.
To be worshipped, TB dubs.
Do you want me to go on?
There's a lot of these, are there?
Anyway, yes. Yeah. So I was going to have you guess which chapter my...
I think if I guessed that... boy, you're making some real assumptions about stuff I should not know about. I'm gonna say not gently. And I'm gonna stop there. I'm gonna stop right there because my wife is standing right over there.
That was such a great wave.
Yeah, oh, she's got a great wave.
She went like that.
Yeah, sure. She was a showgirl, you know. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Ziegfeld.
Can you kick?
Oh, you don't
want to
know.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, we have to take a quick break, but don't go nowhere. Right back with more Gillian Anderson.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Gillian Anderson, you have a new movie, Scoop, okay, about how BBC Newsnight interviewed Prince Andrew in 2019? Mm.
Correct.
19, about the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing.
Yeah.
And his accusations. And you play the reporter who interviewed him, Emily Maitlis?
Correct.
Emily Maitlis, who's a wonderful speaker. I've listened to her McTaggart lecture many times on disinformation.
Wonderful journalist.
What did you know about this before going in, like this event, not just the interview, but how it was achieved?
Well, it was a big deal in the UK, a really big deal.
Which is where you live now.
Which is where I've lived for 20-some years. And it had, it went viral, and he stepped down a few days later. Prince Andrew stepped down. And Emily Maitlis over in the UK is incredibly well-known. She was on Newsnight for a very long time and very highly respected, known to be somewhat of a superwoman. And anyway, so she left the BBC. She has her own podcast. And she's just a really kind of fabulous woman.
You got to meet her, I understand, from this.
Stop it!
Stop what? It's a photograph. What's wrong with a photograph? Do you not like this photograph? What's wrong with this photograph, Gillian Anderson?
Shut up.
You think she looks better in this photograph than you do?
Let me tell you something! So, I was invited to, we were in the midst, put it down. I was in the middle of filming the movie. And I was asked to go to a charity event that she was going to be interviewed by Keir Starmer, who was the opposition leader in the UK. And so I wanted to see her being interviewed. And then at one point in the middle of it, somebody said, come and get a picture and meet her for the first time, because I hadn't met her before. And I was in the midst of filming, and also I'd just been with my kids and I'd driven in and I was a mess and I didn't really have anything to wear and I threw something on and I didn't have hair and makeup and I arrived and all of a sudden she's there and she's always tan, and she's wearing a white leather miniskirt outfit and has a blow dry, and she's fabulous.
And knee-high white boots.
And knee-high white boots, you noticed. And there I am. So what's funny to me is if with that picture, if anybody were to look at it and you were to say, which one is the actress, it would not have been me. I would have been, that's the journalist and that's the actress. But the funnier thing was that because I've been studying her for so long, I knew her so well. She was like my friend. Mm-hmm. So I went in for a really, really big hug.
And was it received?
I think I may have come across as a lunatic. I think I actually like.
I'm sure she was delighted.
Weirdo. Well,
Jillian, thank you so much for being here.
Are we done?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh my God.
I had a good time. I mean, I'd like it to go further, but I got this. Scoop is available on Netflix this Friday. Jillian Anderson, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.